And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Horace, born in Apulia, Italy, 65 B.C., most famous for his odes in which he wrote about spring and a farm owned by a friend and old age and the empire. Many people have tried to translate the odes: John Milton, Wordsworth, Longfellow, Robert Lowell, John Quincy Adams. Heather McHugh translated one ode, "Get Wise, Get Wine, and One Good Filter for It. Cut that high hope down to size and pour it into something fit for men. Think less of more tomorrows, more of this one second. Endlessly unique, it's jealous even as we speak, and it's about to split again." Horace, who gave us the phrase carpe diem, seize the day. It's the birthday of the poet James Tate, Kansas City, 1943. It's the birthday of Bill Bryson, Des Moines, 1951, who, after writing many travel books, promised his wife he would write a book from home, and he wrote a book about home entitled At Home, A Short History of Private Life. It's the birthday of James Thurber, Columbus, Ohio, 1894, dropped out of Ohio State University, moved to New York, met E.B. White in 1927, who helped him get a job at The New Yorker. And it was White who persuaded Thurber that his drawings and cartoons were good. They collaborated on a book, Is Sex Necessary, in 1929. James Thurber, who said, "Humor is emotional chaos remembered in tranquility." It's the birthday of the Welsh novelist Richard Llewellyn, born in a suburb of London, 1906, wrote 24 novels, most famous for the first one, How Green Was My Valley, the story of Hugh Morgan, young man growing up in a very poor mining community in South Wales in the 1890s. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary Gordon, born Far Rockaway, New York, 1949, grew up in a Catholic household, for a time wanted to be a nun, but went to Barnard, got a master's in writing, went to work on a Ph.D. on Virginia Woolf. She was almost finished with it, but felt like it was getting in the way of her own fiction writing. And reading Woolf made her want to write her own work, so she did. Final Payments, The Company of Women, Temporary Shelter, and most recently, The Love of My Youth. And it's the birthday of Eli Whitney, born Westboro, Massachusetts, 1765, who invented the cotton gin, which saved people from the tedious business of separating cotton seeds from fibers. It took 10 hours to clean 3 pounds of cotton. The cotton gin could do 50 pounds a day. Here's a poem for today by James Tate, a poem entitled Flight, for Kay. Like a glum cricket, the refrigerator is singing, and just as I am convinced that it is the only noise in the building, a pot falls in 2B. The neighbors, on both sides of me, suddenly realize that they have not made love to their wives since 1947. The racket multiplies. The man down hall is teaching his dog to fly. The fish are disgusted and beat their heads blue against a cold aquarium. I, too, lose control and consider the dust huddled in the corner a threat to my endurance. Were you here, we would not tolerate mongrels in the air nor the conspiracies of dust. We would drive all night, your head tilted on my shoulder. At dawn, I would nudge you with my anxious fingers and say, already we are in Idaho. A poem by James Tate, Flight, from his Selected Poems, published by Wesleyan University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.